At its December 4th meeting, the Pocahontas County Commissioners talked with 911 Director Michael O'Brien about possibly purchasing a new 911 computer-aided dispatch or CAD system, a 911 phone system, a mapping application, and a new records management system for the Sheriff's Department. O'Brien said that this purchase has been considered for over a year because they learned that the company that had supplied and maintained their current CAD system, called CallWorks, had been sold to another company, Spielman CAD. Since then, that company was itself bought by Motorola. Just a service agreement on the current CAD system costs over $24,000 per year, and that does not include any upgrades to their aging software or hardware. O'Brien also said that the current system does not meet the minimum national standards for 911 centers as established by the National Emergency Number Association, or NENA. O'Brien's been negotiating with Motorola for the purchase of new state-of-the-art systems from Motorola. The system that they are considering will add new features such as integrated mapping that will display the location of each 911 call on a map and will add the ability to receive text messages sent to 911. Texting ability is especially important in this county because often people who need emergency help are located in an area without enough cell service to call 911, but with enough cell service to send a text to 911. Another new feature is a one-button transfer of a 911 call to another county's 911 center if the incident is located in another county. Now, the dispatchers have to either telephone the other county's 911 center and relay the information, or provide the caller with the phone number to the other county's 911 center. O'Brien said this occurs a lot because the cell tower at Snowshoe picks up calls that originate in Randolph County, and all 911 calls passing through that cell tower come to the Pocahontas County 911 center. The total cost for this CAD mapping phone and records management systems is $766,387 to be spread out over 10 years, and the system can be either bought or leased. 10 years of support, which includes software and hardware upgrades, is provided at no extra cost. The commissioner supported this, but first wanted their counsel, Bob Martin, who was not at this meeting, to review the contract. They also wanted more time to consider whether to buy or lease and how much down payment to put on it. So they took no action at this meeting, but will revisit those decisions at their next meeting. The commissioners approved Sheriff Jeff Barlow's request to hire Stephen Rudisikas as a new full-time law enforcement deputy effective December 12th at a salary of $35,000 per year. The new deputy had previously worked in Greenbrier County, so he is already trained and certified. The commission also approved the use of office and storage space at the former shoe factory building by the West Virginia Department of Forestry for another year. At the request of the Region 4 Planning and Development Council, the commissioners approved a resolution adopting a community development and housing needs assessment. This was required for the grant that they had applied for in support of broadband for the county. After an executive session, the commissioners approved Securitech LLC's contract to install security systems at the former shoe factory building. Then they approved invoices before adjourning. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.